was geniet.
Well, if you're doing, if you're doing it in like before your altar or something, you would make prostrations first and then offer, and then you could sit down and do refuge. Or if you, you know, I mean, I do that on a daily basis, but even before I do that, you know, when I first get up in the morning before I get out of bed, I take refuge and generate a good motivation. And then when I turn on the light, I think I'm offering light to the Buddha. Yeah. And then I get out of bed and immediately make three prostrations. And that's even before doing the thing with the altar and the formal practice. So you can do this thing repeatedly in the morning. Yeah. And you can mix the order up. No, I mean, you might want to prostrate before you take the water bowls down, or maybe you don't, or, you know, I usually, I mean, I prostrate periodically throughout the day, you know, it's hard to do, but always the last thing I do before I go to bed is make three prostrations, but maybe, you know, you want to do it a slightly different order, and, yeah, I think, see what feels comfortable. You might, you know, if you're doing prostrations, take the water bowls down and do refuge. Or you might take the water bowls down and take refuge and then do prostrations and then go to bed. Also, you can take your water bowls down at dusk time. It doesn't need, you don't need to wait until you sleep before you go to bed. And so the idea of offering water is that we can make it a very free offering. We're not attached to water. So when we offer it, it's really offered wholeheartedly. It's not offered with this miserly mind of, oh, I don't know, you know. But it's like we can really give it because it's so plentiful. And the tradition is to have seven, although it doesn't really matter. You know, there's always this story about the meditator up in the mountains, and all he had was one bowl, so he offered water to the Buddha in it, and then when he had to drink tea, he asked the Buddha's permission to use the cup and threw the water out and had tea. You know, so it's, you know, we can be flexible. Yeah. And it's a really nice, you know, it's a nice kind of ritual to get into. I find, you know, it takes me a while to wake up in the morning. I can do this while I'm still in the process of waking up. And so what you do is you wipe the bowls out and stack them upside down. Yeah, because we don't put right side up things on the altar because that's like somebody offering you an empty bowl. You know, it doesn't make the mind real happy. So we don't put empty dishes on the altar. So you stack them upside down. Then you hold them in your hand. They're stacked up. And you put water in the top one. And then you pick up the top one and you pour almost all of the water out, but not quite. And then you put that one down, you know, because that way it isn't empty when you're putting it on the altar. And then you go to the second bowl, you pour almost all of the water out, but you keep some in. And then you put that one down. And you do this as you go along. And then when you have all seven of them out, you go back to the beginning and then you fill them up. Yeah. And so it's a real training in, again, like mindfulness practice, how we relate to physical objects, to try and keep them, you know, a rice grain apart. In other words, not real close, not real spaced out, but some uniform distance. And also not to fill them till overflowing and not to leave them, you know, not to be chintzy with the water. But you fill them up, but again, you leave like a rice grain distance from the top. Yeah, so it's, you know, it makes us mindful of what we're doing. And then when you offer the water bowls, you say Om Mah Hum three times. That like kind of consecrates it. And what you think you're doing is not just offering, you know, Seattle tap water, but make it into blissful wisdom nectar, this beautiful, delicious, scrumptious nectar, you know, and that you're offering that to, you know, all the Buddhas in the 10 directions, all the holy beings, wherever they are. You know, when you set them up, you set them up from your left to right. When you take them down, you take them down from your right to the left. And, you know, you pour them back in the pitcher and then turn it upside down. You pour the next one and turn it upside down. Oh, what my post-it was about was, because I'm going to Dhamsala, and in the spring teachings, you know, His Holiness usually teaches for about 4 hours in the afternoon, and in the middle of it, they offer tea. And all the monks come with these big teapots, and you duck to get out of the way, and they pass tea out to everybody. And the tea is something that people contribute to, you know, whoever wants to make offers, they collect the money at one point, and then, it all gets pulled together and they offer the tea. And it's said that it's quite good karma to make offerings at these kinds of occasions, because you're offering to such a huge group of people that there's gonna be some bodhisattvas and buddhas in that big crowd. Yeah. Because even if you're just offering, I mean, they get a whole cup of tea, but even if one drop is from you, you know, you get the karma of offering to those Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, plus you get the karma of offering to a whole assembly of people who are there to attain enlightenment. And, you know, you think about, you know, they have the Democratic Convention, the Republican Convention, or, you know, these big business meetings, and everybody meets together to figure out how to get power and money. And here in Dharamsala, everybody's meeting together to figure out how to become a Buddha. Yeah? And so, I mean, there's definitely something going on there. So I thought what it might be nice to do is to make an offering in the name of DFF, you know, in the name of the Dharma group, because when we accumulate good karma as a group, you know, which helps. Yeah, right. I appreciate it. So I thought that if there were people who just wanted, you know, to offer whatever, so you can put it, in there, and then I'll just pool it all together and take it to Dhamsala and offer it in the group.